Paragraph 1 reads, "One of the most prolific African-American painters of the 20th century, Jacob Lawrence was a leading modernist and social realist painter who drew on his early life in Harlem to capture daily life. He enjoyed a successful career of over 50 years and was the first African-American painter represented by a New York art gallery and with work in the Museum of Modern Art's collection. He was best known for his epic narrative series about black historical figures and history, using a unique visual language to bring deeply human stories to life within a specific historical context in a way that felt universal."
All right. So, Jacob Lawrence, of course, an African-American painter of the 20th century and one of the most prolific. Prolific just means having a very high output. So, if an artist is prolific, it means the artist creates a lot of work over his or her career. So Lawrence was a leading modernist and social realist painter, and we talked all about that in the introduction, but modernist deals with modernism, which is just a type of intellectual, artistic, cultural period of time that deals with certain themes, modern themes, and we mentioned all sorts of different examples of that, but it was just a major part of sort of the early 20th century art and other things. So social realism here is just a type of realism that involves just how things really are and how things are in society. It's not like an idealized version of it, but he drew on his early life in Harlem to capture daily life, which is something that a social realist painter would do. He enjoyed a career of over 50 years and was the first African-American painter represented by a New York art gallery. So he was also involved with the Museum of Modern Art. So just a very successful and prolific artist.
He was known for his style and content, which was mostly these really epic narrative series. So narrative is a story or connected events, and so these narratives were about black historical figures and history. So he used his unique visual style to bring these stories to life, and he did so within some really specific historical contexts that, while being specific to the story that they were representing, still felt universal to the audiences looking at his paintings.